All right, on this Friday morning, between now and November 3rd, we are talking to candidates who are seeking public office, whether it's city council, school board, or state representative, which is what Debbie Burgoyes is running for. She is running for state rep in the 81st district, which is currently held by Republican Gary Eisen. Democrat Debbie Burgoyes on the line with us right now. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. You ran for state rep 2 years ago, and you're trying again. What did you learn in the campaign 2 years ago that you're able to apply this time?
I ran for state senate last time.
Yes, right. It was state senate. My apologies.
Yeah. And so what I learned is we really need to get more people involved in our political process. You know, myself, one of the reasons I'm running is because I realize that, holy smokes, I'm getting older and look what a mess things are. And I felt a real responsibility to step up and try to leave this world or this state in a better spot than it currently is. And so I'd like to see even more people get involved in their political process and pay attention to what their elected officials are doing, whether it's a local, you know, the city or the township, all the way up to their federal representatives, for sure.
If elected to the state House of Representatives, what would your priorities be?
Well, my priorities have always been education, the economy, and the environment. You know, Michigan used to be at the very top of all the states in their quality of education, and now they're at the near the very bottom. And so that's something that we really need to address, because education is exactly linked to the economy. And so in our area here in St. Clair County, we have a really low level of higher education, and it does, in fact, impact our economy. And so we really need to work harder on that, whether it's higher education or even skilled trades. There's a lot more that we can do and a big room for growth there. Additionally, right now we have a lot of representatives who have spent a lot of time talking about it but haven't actually done anything about high-speed internet access. And here we are in a pandemic with kids learning, you know, doing school at home, but many areas in our county don't even have high-speed internet at any price. So that's definitely something that needs to be really managed and handled finally. And then lastly, we have the environment. Here we live in the Great Lakes State. St. Clair County borders this water. You know, I really think that the future people of this area should be able to hunt and fish and swim and not get sick from their water. So those are things that really need to be addressed. And right now we have a federal government that is sort of anything goes with the EPA. In Michigan, their laws say, well, we're going to follow whatever the federal government does. And the federal government isn't doing enough to keep us safe.
Debbie, what do you think of Governor Whitmer's handling of the COVID-19 crisis here in Michigan? And what does the state need to do moving forward? Because this coronavirus is not going away.
Right. Well, I really feel like Governor Whitmer has followed the science on this, and I think there's maybe some things that could have been done differently, but overall, I give her an A-, because I think she has kept us safe, and we could have been in a lot worse situation than we currently are, and I really appreciate the fact that she is watching what's going on and adjusting accordingly. So, for example, in some of the more northern areas of Michigan where they didn't have as big a risk, they had a little bit more openings than some of the people that were more densely populated areas were able to have. And I think that was the right thing to do. I do believe in a mask mandate for sure, that all the science says that's the way to keep people safe, not just your own personal self safe, but other people that you may come in contact with. So I say follow the science, and I believe that's what the governor has done.
What about from a budgetary standpoint? I mean, luckily there was federal money available to the legislature to put together a budget for this fiscal year, which just started last week. But in crafting a budget next year, I think the legislature is going to have their work cut out for them.
Yeah, I agree. And so, I come from a background where you didn't always have a lot of money, so you had to do a lot more sharpening of the pencil and more boots on the ground sort of activity when you don't have big bags of money to throw around. And so I've always believed that in Michigan's budget, there could be a lot more work done with the allocation of the available funds. And so that's definitely something I would look much more towards, because we know that it's not going to be, we're not going to be flush with cash next year, for sure.
Talking with Debbie Burgoyne, she is running for state representative, 81st District, currently held by Republican Gary Eisen. Debbie, tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background, and why people should vote for you.
My background is I owned my own small business for many years. When the economy crashed, I went back to school. I took the train from Port Huron to East Lansing and finished a bachelor's degree at Michigan State. And then later on, I got a master's degree at Eastern Michigan. Since then, I've worked consulting in digital marketing, and I've also been a substitute teacher and an adjunct professor at SC4. I forgot what the next part of the question was.
We've talked a bit about why you're running. You feel that more people need to be involved in government, but why should people elect you to the State House of Representatives?
Oh, I really think that it's way past time to make people a priority over private interest. And I feel in this area we've been beholden to a lot of elected officials, representatives, that are more concerned with their donors and their personal private interests, and way less concerned with the actual people and what the people need in this area. And so that's why I'm doing this, because I really think that we need to get back to what's best for the people.
Debbie Burgoyne, thanks for talking with us this morning. Good luck on Election Day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.